Paul, you got to post an out on one end, post an in on the other. How tough is that to swallow?
Yeah, it's hard when you like so much of the game to lose that way, yeah.
What was your take on the hit on Enstrom?
I think it was all that bad.
What did you think of Bufflin and Trouba together tonight?
I liked them. Yeah, I liked them a lot.
Paul, you've said in the past that some of the penalties that you see are part of the compete package. So I guess you've said before you can live with a certain amount, and I guess you can't necessarily chalk that up to discipline. But is that balance between compete and what it's costing you in the box, is that balance too far skewed in one direction?
Are we talking about tonight, or Sure. This is a general question?
I'd say general.
So yes, in general. You know, we've taken too many penalties, there's no doubt about that.
How big an impact was the icing before the penalty, when your fourth line kind of got caught out?
I don't think it had anything to do with the penalty. Okay. I really don't. We had an easy opportunity to change.
So, Paul, what are you feeling after that? I mean, you had a 3-1 lead, and it ends up with nothing. What's the emotion in the room and yourself?
It's a tough one because you're going to like a lot of what you did, and you never control the game. They had a stretch early in the second period where they were on us pretty good and held water, got some saves, and then after that there won't be a part of the game that you know. They had some chances. We had some real good chances to score, and you give up 4. That's tough. You know, you give up a 2-on-1, and you give up a 3-on-1. You give up 2 power play goals. That's just not good enough defense. So we had some good offense in the game, but I understand that St. Louis is going to get some chances because I understand that they know that we're going to get some chances. But you give up 4, can't do it.
Paul, this team has admitted in the past some of its fragility when untimely goals come in or goals in general. Yeah. What was the vibe on the bench?
I didn't feel that. You tie the game, shots are 13-4 in the third, so it's not like we were shook. We may have played our best hockey and got some of our best offense in that third period. You know, I mean, I like their jump. I like their push. Had it been the other way, if it was 4-13 after they tied the game, I'd have said, yeah, it shook us up. I didn't get that sense at all.
At this point last season, there was a real pride in that room about not dropping consecutive games, and I think at one point the most you did was 2. How do you get back to that aura, I guess, on this team?
You gotta be confident in how you're going to look every night. We've been much better at that in our last 11 games. So you just got to build off that.